All right, how are we doing today? All right, that's it. That's the kind of attitude I like to hear and have. All right, if I can get that from the players, if I can get that kind of attitude from the players, I'd feel better all the time. All right, I still feel pretty good, you know. I do. Yesterday, I thought the offense did a nice job yesterday in practice. The defense on the field, I didn't feel like that they did a great job, but then after looking at it on tape, they did better than I thought they did, you know. So sometimes that happens, but we're going to go back. We're still into the training camp mode, so today will be another training camp type day and try to get a lot done before we start to showing them much of St. Louis, you know, and doing that. And you know, we're trying to work through our injury situations with guys who are banged up a little bit. And, you know, hey, this is football, and guys are going to get banged up some. And they're going to have some bumps and bruises. And like Sheffield, you know, he's got a little groin, so he was out there in the morning, but then in the afternoon he wasn't there. So we'll see how that progresses. Flowers is still trying to get out there, but he's not there yet, so we'll still work with him and see if we can bring him along. Cyrus Gray, you know, he pulled up yesterday with a hamstring, you know, and so we'll work on that and bring him along. But Bannon got back on the field in pads, and so we're excited about that. And then also Hemingway was able to start some movement stuff. You know, even though he's not in pads, at least he's beginning to move. So that's a good sign that eventually he'll be in pads and be back out there. So, you know, there it's football, and things are going on, and guys are got bumps and bruises, and you work with them and work through them and then get them back on the field and try to get them better. And that's our objective, is to try to get better every day. And so that's what we're working to try to do. The only other thing that I might mention to you is I know the depth chart came out, and there were no changes on the depth chart, and it's not in stone. And so I can change it whenever I need to. But, you know, they want you to put it out at the very beginning of the week, which, hey, that's okay. And like I told you last week, I told you I had to put one out. And so this week I had to put one out. And so it was very simple for me to say, okay, let's keep it the same as we had it last week. So don't read anything into the depth chart. You know, as this week goes along, and if I feel like someone needs to move up or someone needs to move down, then that will happen. And then we'll play the game on Saturday. But otherwise, we're going to try to get better. With that, I'll open it up.
Well, it's been 2 weeks since Brandon Flowers has practiced. At what point does this become a problem for him, having missing so much time, or is it already a problem?
Well, anytime you're not able to practice, your timing, your recognition of routes, you know, your conditioning is not what it needs to be. And so we'd like to get him out there so that those things can get into game shape, because that's what we need him to be. We need him to be in game shape, because when the first game comes, I mean, they don't care what any problems you might have had or anything like that. If you're on the field, you're expected to produce. So we've got to get him on the field and get him sharp so that he can perform at a high level.
Ideally, at this point, how many preseason games would you like to get him?
Well, if he doesn't do anything today, which I don't think he's going to do anything today, and probably tomorrow, if he doesn't do anything, then you can probably rule him out, you know, because if you can't practice, if you don't practice, it's hard to play you in the game, you know, because I think at that time we might be exposing him to more injury risk. So so if you don't practice, it's hard to play you.
What's your plan at quarterback after Castle Saturday night? Is Quinn still be the first guy in?
Well, I'm going to make that decision after practice today, you know. So we'll look at practice today, and then if you ask me that question tomorrow, I'll be able to let you know.
Going back from a year ago, basically around this time when camp was, at least this portion of camp was ending, can you speak to as far as how much your life has changed through where you were then to where you are now, how much this organization has changed, and maybe if you had a goal set in your mind when you first kind of took over on an interim basis to now, are you about where you thought you'd be?
Well, I mean, you know, then you're talking about smaller goals as we go through. We've won the first preseason game, and so that's a positive, and I feel good about that. But in this business, you go week to week, you know, and every week is a new challenge. And if you can win the second game, then I'll feel good about that and say that we are making progress, and maybe more progress than, you know, we made last year. But still, the preseason is the build up to the regular season, and you work and you practice and you try to develop that winning attitude during the preseason, so that when you play the regular season games, hopefully some of it carries over and you're able to win the regular season. And then still there, it's a week to week process, because the cumulative effect there is the thing that we want, and to be able to be a playoff team, win enough games so that we can get to the playoffs, and then see how far we can go there.
And in the short term, you talk about short-term goals, though. It was one of the short-term goals going into training camp, changing the mindset a little bit. I mean, maybe that went back to OTAs, but almost ridding of, you know, problems that were here last year with, you know, with coaching staff and all that stuff, you know, with being let go. Did you have to almost change the mindset of players and organization-wise?
Not really. I mean, these players have a good mindset. When you look at these players, Derek Johnson, Tom Bahali, you know, all of those guys have good mindsets. The thing that we were missing last year a little bit was Jamal Charles, Barry, Moyaki. And now we've got those guys back, and they're feeling better about themselves and about where they are, which allows this team to feel better about itself. You know, and so we're trying to bring those guys along, and not expose them to too much too soon, so that they can be there for the regular season as well. But I think that's been the main difference. I mean, these guys enjoy football. They want to win, and they're willing to work to win. And they've had a good attitude all camp, and we're trying to keep it that way.
Romeo, I know you've been asking an awful lot about your first-round draft pick and his development, things like that. But in the bigger picture, why is it so difficult for nose tackle, rookie nose tackle, to get in there right away, and no technique, and all the little idiosyncrasies that
he does. Why is that just traditionally so tough? Well, because this league is a tough league, and you got tough guys that he has to go against, you know, big tough guys that he's got to go against. And many times in college, their approach is totally different as far as what they do, being a gap scheme team versus being a two-gap team the way we are. And it's tough for guys to learn that. An example I can give you is Eric Dorsey, who played at Notre Dame a long time ago when I was with the Giants. He was a first-round draft choice. And Eric was about 6'5 and 3-something, you know. I was talking to Eric after we'd gone into the year, finished the year, really. And I asked him, I said, Eric, when did you become comfortable in the system? And he told me it took him 3/4 of a year to fully understand how to play the technique, understand where the blocks were coming from, how he needed to play the blocks, you know. So whether it takes that long for Don Terry, I don't know. You know, we'll just have to wait and see. Lawrence Taylor, you know, he took to it pretty quick as far as his playmaking ability, but it wasn't always right, you know. He's supposed to be dropping in coverage, but he'd rush and sack the quarterback. So, you know, everybody is different. Each player is different. And you have to work with them to get them to understand your system, to get them to do what you need for them to do to help the team win. And I think that's the key, all right, is him being able to help the team win. Because if he does his job, Derek Johnson will make many plays. And when Derek Johnson makes plays, then that helps the defense, that helps the team. If Derek Johnson can't make the play, then the guy in front of him has to make the play. And if the ball is run inside and the guy in front of him can make the play, then that's great. But when the ball runs outside, if that guy in front of Derek can't make the play, then we're giving up big gains and big yardage. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, I know everybody wants the guy to be all world. If he is all world, then we're all going to be happy. But there's a process that, you know, the player has to go through before he can become all world.
In 04, excuse me, your last year, knowing when you guys drafted another first round defensive tackle, and brought him along slowly too. What do you remember about Vince Wilfork? And you know, even though he's done pretty well himself here, you guys kind of started him off on a similar path. What do you remember about that?
Well, the same thing there, because Vince came from Miami, who was a one gap penetrating system, and then we were a two gap, and the concern was, could he learn the system and maybe how he would adapt to the system? And to his credit, he decided that he was going to do everything he could to learn it, and he came along, and he's a pretty good player as a result of it. But his mindset and his attitude, I think, was the thing that made the difference for him.
So how much does patience play into this? Not just patience for the organization, let Nattari become what he can become, but himself, you know, being patient and saying, hey, I may not play for a little while, I may not start, but fans do, or, you know, just, I think, got a nature typically expect a first rounder to just get in there and make an impact.
Well, you know what, I'll tell you the same thing that I told him the other day, is that no matter what everybody says, all right, if you work to get better and be able to help this team win, then you're valuable for this team. And so that's the approach I want him to take, all right, to help this team win. And if he will do the things that we need him to do, then that'll help the team win, and then we'll all be happy.
What's next week going to look like practice-wise back in Kansas City? Are you going to run things like they are here?
No, we're going to try to go to an in-season schedule a little bit so that, one, the players can experience it, and then, two, you know, we got new coaches, and I want those guys to experience that in-season schedule. So we'll try to get that done next week. No, you always walk through, but the extended walkthrough, probably the last week for extended walkthroughs.
A couple more guys.
Who was the nutty defensive coordinator in the Giants that had LT dropping into coverage?
Some guy named Parcells. No. Yeah. The first year Parcells was the coordinator that when we drafted LT. And when we corrected LT about his mistake, he said, maybe you guys should put that defense in.